This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
We are just over a week away from the Sasquatch Festival Glide Revitalization. Putting that together, Jenna Beam, Executive Director of Glide Revitalization. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Doing good. And I know you are hopping busy right now with all the details of getting Sasquatch Festival put together. How's it going?
It's going really well. It's just, as you said, it's chaos. It's always really busy, but it seems like everything comes together last minute.
And talk about what Sasquatch Festival is all about.
So it's all about driving commerce out to Glide. It's about the folklore and the mystery and the science behind Bigfoot, as well as bringing in more music to the area, supporting local vendors and restaurants and stuff, and just getting people out here to see that Glide's got a lot to offer.
So what date, what time, and what do people need to know?
So it's at the same location it's been at for the last couple of years. You go through Glide, cross the Green Bridge, and you can't miss it. There's signs and Bigfoot, and there'll be some cars. It's the 21st, and we extended our hours this year to 10 to 10, and added a little bit bigger bands. And it's $5 parking, but free admitting.
And what are some of the other things people can see when they're out there?
Oh, man, we have food trucks. We have a ton of people selling items. Every booth is Sasquatch-themed or sells something that's Sasquatch-related or is decorated Sasquatch. So if you come, you're definitely going to see a lot of that stuff. We have bounce houses for the kids. We have axe throwing, the mechanical bull. 80 different vendors this year. And Backside Brewing will be back. Looking Glass Brewery, Joseph Jane Winery, Smokey G's, the Pizza Bus, Louis Redneck Dogs, Leilani, and even more that I didn't mention.
Wow. So a lot going on out there. Where'd you find some of these bands at? Tell us about the music.
So some of them are local. We have the Second Chance Band, which is a blues band from Roseburg that starts at 10:30 in the morning. We have the Daniel Nichols Band, which comes on at 1, which is from Medford. And then we branch out a little bit further, and we go to Salem for Heidi, at 3:30. And at 6 p.m., we brought back Buffalo Speedway, who's from Coeur d'Alene, Colorado. And at 8:30 p.m., we have Coffey Anderson, who's actually from Texas. He's six-time Grand Ole Opry singer, CMA, and ACM artist. And his song, Mr. Red, White, and Blue, has over 1 billion streams right now.
Wow. Pretty incredible lineup. And gosh, a lot of work goes into this. Talk about the whole Sasquatch aspect.
So for the Sasquatch side of things, we have some guest speakers that have their own stage, and they'll come on starting at noon. We have Mike Miller. He's from the Ohio Night Stalkers. And at 2:30 p.m., we have Todd Neese, who's a 30-year researcher, the founder of Beachfoot and owner of the American Primate Conservancy. That's a mouthful for me this morning. At 5 p.m., we have Biko Wright of the Discovery Channel Season 8 Alone, and most recently Season 6 of the Expedition Bigfoot.
Wow. So,
and we brought back the calling contest.
And how does that work?
So if you want to enter the Bigfoot calling contest, there'll be an agenda and a sign up when you get into the festival, and it's on the main stage.
Boy, a day full of fun out in Glide, and looks like the weather right now, the long range forecast, we should be right around 80 degrees, should be perfect.
It should be. That's part of why we pushed the festival back to June this year, was we were trying to get a little bit more distance from fire season and see if we couldn't get in those cooler temperatures without risking rain.
And you're doing all this work with putting this on. Talk more about Glide Revitalization, some of the things that you're doing.
So right now we are most heavily involved in efforts from the flood recovery. We did get some funding come in from the state, and we're working really hard, the caseworkers are, to contact all the affected individuals and start getting some of that assistance out the door. We are also continuing to wrap up a very small amount of cases from Archie Creek Fire. We just finished awarding two of our scholarships, one for a nursing program and one for a skilled trade. We still have our daycare and preschool, and we are just continuing to do really amazing things everywhere. So,
wow. If people want to find out more about the Sasquatch Festival, where do they go?
GlideSasquatchFestival.com. And I also wanted to mention our sponsors. We absolutely could not do this without the support of everyone. And David and Kelly came back, Trincaro, this year as our title sponsor. Strader Ranch gives us the festival grounds and is a gold sponsor for us again. We have Aviva Health and United Rentals came in at silver. Our bronze sponsors are Lotus Media, Roto-Rooter, and Destination Events. And then we also have our honorable mentions, which is IE Engineering, Nordic Veneer, Quality Fence, Pacific Power, Oregon Pacific Bank, and Lone Rock Resources. And really, without all these people and all the volunteers and everyone that puts the time in, we wouldn't be able to make this possible.
All right. Sounds like a fun day. We'll talk about it again before we get there. Jenna Beam from Glide Revitalization Sasquatch Festival, not this Saturday, but next Saturday, the 21st. Jenna, thanks for being on this morning.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
8:37 at the Morning Report.